Nowadays, I have seen more and more people finding their job to be more distasteful and more uncomfortable. What they are looking for is some kind of novelty in their career, or maybe some kind of adventure in their career, I'm not sure. So nowadays, this term job satisfaction is often being talked about in the social media a lot. And what I have seen when this term is being talked about, job satisfaction, it is being talked about in the misleading terms. Most of the people talk about that if you want to find your purpose, your true calling, you need to leave this 9-to-5 job and you need to do some business, something of your own. So if you are one among them who is finding himself in some kind of confusion, that you are not finding joy, contentment and fulfillment from your career, from your job, then this episode is for you. Because in this episode, we are going to dive deep what it is that gives the satisfaction to a person in their job, in their career, in their work. Is it right to leave the job or not? Is it right to start a business or not? We will talk all these things and what we can do to find fulfillment and contentment and peace and joy in our own work, in our own career. That all we will talk about in this episode. Stay tuned till the very end. Hi, my name is Akshay Tiwari. I'm a Holistic Happiness Coach, founder of the Holistic Happiness Club. Holistic Happiness Club is the place where we talk about all the aspects of happiness, all the facets of our life that are included for our own happiness. We believe that happiness is not a single faceted thing. It's not just a choice. It is much more than that. It is a lifestyle. So more about Holistic Happiness Club in the end, but for now, let's dive into the topic. Alright, so let's begin the topic, and as always, let's begin with understanding what is the topic, and our topic today is fulfillment in our career. So let's understand what is fulfillment in our career. So often it is talked about that if you want fulfillment, if you want that job satisfaction, either you should have more me time, and or what you can do is you can leave the job, you can start your own business, something that you like and that you will prefer, so that you can do that in your own time and enjoy the freedom that you have, right? So these statements, I find more often than not, I find them so misleading, because if you are not finding job satisfaction, if you are not satisfied with the work that you are currently doing, and if you do not know the reason why you are not satisfied, if you do not know the deep meaning behind it, chances are whether you leave the job and do some other job, or if you start your own business, you might not find that satisfaction elsewhere as well. So first of all, we need to understand what fulfillment is, what satisfaction is for us. So for each one of us, this satisfaction, this fulfillment is different thing. For so many people, it is helping someone else. It is making a difference in people's life. For so many people, it is spending time with their own family. For so many people, it is working for some cause, for some greater good. For so many people, it is more about traveling the world, more about freedom, more about so many things, right? More about personal ambitions. So we all desire different thing deep down in our subconscious level. So first of all, we need to find out all those things. And then we need to see how our career is getting aligned in with those things. All right. So in other terms, if I want to talk about, so you need to see what is your grander vision of life. What you want your life to be, how you want your life to be, how you picture your life, carefully design and carefully picture each and every aspect of your life, like your family, like your friends, like your personal growth, like your finances, like your luxury and recreation time. All right, all these things, when you carefully picture, And when you design a picture for your life, and then you can see where your job is fitting into them. And here you will find the answer, or at least partial answer, whether you should continue with the job and try to find the satisfaction, or you should leave the job or pursue some other career or pursue some other business. Here you will get the idea, because what more often than not, what mistake we do is we have one job, and with that job we try to create the vision of our life. And more often than not, we find that vision is lacking something. Of course, it will lack something, because you have created that vision based on the current circumstances. Whereas your subconscious level, deep down your core of being, does not know what your job is, what your career is. What it knows is that what you want from this life, right? So when there is a disparity, when there is this gap is called the dissatisfaction. The more this gap will be filled, you will find fulfillment, you will find satisfaction in whatever job that you are doing. All right. So first of all, we need to understand our deep-rooted desire, our deep-rooted values. All right. So that is what understanding the fulfillment in the career is. All right. Okay. So let's now move forward and understand how we can develop that understanding. Okay. So the only way that you can develop that understanding is self-exploration. Okay. So I have divided that self-exploration in 3 points. The point number one is self-reflection. So self-reflection will include multiple things. So it will include introspecting your current situation, which job you are doing right now, what all skills you are having right now, what you want from life, what are the problems are there that are currently there in the job, what are the problems that are there in your life currently. When you have a fair evaluation of the current life, including your personal life, your work life, and everything else, your social life and whatever you count that is there in your life, you have a fair self-evaluation of your life. Then you go on and do the evaluation, or try to create a picture of what you want from life. Just like we have talked about the grander vision of your life. That is the second point, vision your life. As I said, more often than not, we do this mistake that we have this business or we have this job, and with this job, what we will do, and we'll try to picture that. Instead, what we need to do, we need to create our grander vision of life first. And then we see that where this job or where this business is going to take me with that. All right. So this is what we need to do. These are the two beginning point of self-exploration, that first you need to explore where you are, and then you need to explore where you want to be. All right. Now, the third and the most important thing is exploring your values. Now, values is, I will give you some example. For me, my values are, some of the top values are family and making a difference. So whenever I do something, I look from the perspective that, is it going to make a difference in people's life? Or is it going to make a difference? Or is it going to elevate my family's comfort? Or it might not be related with my family. So I see from this angle that whatever I'm going to do, will it give me more time with my family or not? Or it will consume my time away from the family, all right? Or from the angle, you can see that, will this work give joy to my family or not? All right, so I'm just giving you some random examples that I look the work from this perspective, because I know one of my value is family, one of my highest value is making a difference. So I need to evaluate whatever work I'm going to take up from these two perspectives. There are others as well. I'm just giving you examples. All right. So exploring your value is very, very important. So if your value is in fame, and if you are doing something where you are not getting any fame, you are not getting any recognition, then of course you will be dissatisfied. If your value is making a difference in people's life, and if you are doing some mundane task which is not adding any value to anyone's life, or at least you are thinking so, then you will not be satisfied, of course. So these are the three main points of self-exploration. First, you need to explore, you need to evaluate your current life, and then you need to have a grander vision of your life, and then you try to see, you are here, you are in point A, and point B is the point where you want to reach. What is the gap? Now, whatever path you want to take from point A to point B, you need to keep in the mind that you need to account for your values. You need to, whatever you do, it should be aligned with the values that you have. If it is not aligned with the values, so if your grander vision is not aligned with the values, even if you reach that vision, you will not be satisfied. If your work is not aligned with the values, even if it is paying you the most in the world, you will not be satisfied. Because deep inside, our core of being does not know this monetary system. Right? What we know in the core of our being is experiences. What this thing is making me feel. What this event is giving me the kind of experience. So all we know is what we are feeling inside. So it doesn't matter how much your work is paying to you. If it is not aligned with your value, you will not be satisfied. Similarly, if your grander vision is not aligned with your value, doesn't matter how shiny it looks, you will not be satisfied. So these three is a circle. Self-reflection, vision of your life, and value, it is a circle. It's not one after the other. All right. So you need to keep everything in the mind and then decide what you are going to do from now on and where you want to reach from now on. All right. So that was self-exploration. This will give you so many things, so many insights. There are so many ways that you do self-reflection. You can journal the thoughts, you can try to do meditation, and you can try to do isolate yourself and try to think about the thoughts that you have and the vision you have, and there are so many other ways as well. So point I was making, that this self-exploration, these three points, if you cover them nicely, this will give you the clear picture that what you are looking from life, what you are looking from work, where you are currently and where you want to go. All right. At this point, if your values, if your vision is not aligned with the current life or current work that you are having, it does not mean that you simply leave the job and go to another job or start a business. It does not. Here, your job is to find out the areas where you can make a small improvement and your work will start aligning with one of the values that you have. All right. I'll give you one example. I am in the IT job. When I began the IT job, I begin from the mindset that I just want a job which pays me enough to keep me happy and keep my family happy. But as we progressed, as I progressed in the job, some time was passed, and I started to feel that what am I doing with this just keyboard and talking to machine and writing some code which only 1% of the people on the earth can understand and machine can understand, and that is it. So what am I doing? What is the meaning? So I started getting dissatisfied with my job, because I found that something that I want from my life, that I want to make a difference in people's life, I want to make people's life better, and I did not see that how my job, the current job, the IT job, is making me do that. After some time of dissatisfaction, I found that somebody told me that IT is a sure shot way to make a great impact in people's life. And I was like, how? And the answer came to me is like, look at Uber. It has made people's life simpler. What is Uber? It's not a taxi company. It's a software company. Look at Facebook. It has made connectivity so much easier. What is Facebook? It's not a telephone company. It's a software company. And so many other examples are there which are just a software company. And just by writing some piece of code, some line of code, we engineers are able to make some people's life easy. We are able to make some process easier, right? That's how I found that, hey, this IT job is a way to make people's life easier. And that's when I started to enjoy again my job writing the code, right? So what I am trying to say here is first explore yourself, then find the areas where you can tweak and you can find that your values are aligning with your work or with your grander vision of life. In my case, I just have to tweak my perspective. And more often than not, this can be the case. Just tweaking your perspective can change the whole game. You can start finding the joy in your own job just by changing the perspective. Or maybe there might be a change here and there required, small change that will give you immense satisfaction from your current job itself. All right. Enough of self-exploration. Let's talk about some practical advices that you need to keep in mind, that you need to follow in order to find more fulfillment in your own career. Okay, so first point is networking and mentorship. I would say that meet more and more people, especially from the diverse area and also from your job. So there were people in my company as well who were not satisfied with their job, and they used to talk to me and how you are so calm and how you are so composed. We all are doing same job, but you find that I find you that you are satisfied, but I'm not. So you will find in your job, in your office, in your industry, there will be people who are satisfied with their job. So you can talk to them. You can ask them what is their secret, how they are finding this same job satisfying, but you are not. What is missing? Maybe it's a perspective shift. Maybe they are doing some one or two thing extra than you that is giving the satisfaction that they need. All right. Similarly, you can talk to people from other industry as well, that what they are doing, what problems they are facing, how they are coping with the problems in the industry, how they are finding the satisfaction, and if they are not satisfied, why they are not satisfied. So if you are planning to start a business, and then you can talk to people in that industry in which you are planning to start a business, how that industry is growing, how that industry is doing, what are the problems? If you will be there in the industry, what problem are you going to solve? How you are going to help people in that industry or whatever. Idea is plan ahead at how your satisfaction is going to come from this job or the next adventure or the next whatever you are trying to start. Same thing goes for mentorship. Same kind of information that you get from talking to people, doing networking, similar kind of information you can get from mentorship. But mentorship is very, very powerful. A mentor can give you the guide of what you can do. It can extract from you. See, a lot of people think that mentors are some people who are very wise and they give advice. In my opinion, it's not the case. Good mentors are the people who can extract from you whatever is there within you, which you are not able to reach. So it is more about you, not about mentor's knowledge. A mentor can have all the knowledge in the world, but he will not be able to answer you well if you are not aligned with them. And more often than not, we are not aligned with that with other people. So a good mentor brings from within you whatever you are looking. And that is going to be the key, because if you get what you are looking, and that it is always within, and you get to see what is within you with the help of a mentor, that can be the game changer. That can give you the whole perspective, the whole idea that what you were looking in the job, what you are looking in a business, what you are looking in the life. So mentorship is very powerful. If you get a good mentor, please don't leave them. Okay. Now, once you understand that, once you self-explore yourself, once you understand by talking to other people that what they are doing and what is missing in your current life, then you set your career goals accordingly. Whatever is missing and whatever you want to achieve, you set your career goals accordingly. So it's not just about getting a certain position, getting a certain salary. Career goals can be much more than that. How you are going to grow in that goal, what kind of person you are going to become in order to achieve that goal. All that should be part when you are creating a goal for yourself. All right. And the third thing, nobody said that this is going to be easy. It is going to be simple. Yeah. That much I can say. It is going to be simple. It might not be easy. There will be challenges. When you are trying to grow, you need to leave your comfort zone. There will be people who will try to pull you back. All those kind of challenges will be there. You need to maybe devote more time to whatever you are trying to pursue. Maybe you are trying to enhance your skills in your current job, or maybe you are trying to set up a parallel business. You need to devote more time, and when you devote more time, you have less time for leisure and you'll have less time for your family and other commitment. So challenges will be there. So prepare your mind to embrace those challenges, because that's where the growth lies. That's where satisfaction lies. Okay, last piece of advice, but not the least. Always be grateful for what you have right now. Whatever job you have, no matter how dissatisfied you are currently, start doing a practice to express gratitude for the current job. Because if you are grateful for what you have right now, it will give you a kind of satisfaction. You want to pursue another career, you want to start another business, that's all good. But don't wait to be happy and to be grateful until you do that. Be grateful right now, because if you are not grateful right now, chances are that you will not be grateful, you will not be satisfied, you will not find fulfillment in your next goal, in your next career, in your next job, in your next business. Right? So be grateful. Start doing this practice. It is a conscious practice. Not so many people think that it should come from within. Yes, it should come from within, but until it doesn't, there are practices that you can do, and that will make you feel more grateful for the current job that you are having. Right? Try to see the bright side, try to see the positive side of what you have currently, and you will start feeling grateful for that. And there will be dozens and dozens of positive sides of whatever you are doing right now. All right, so that was it. So this is the end of today's topic. But before we end this episode, I would like to announce that Holistic Happiness Club has launched the bronze membership. Currently, it is free to join. There is one course that you can do in the bronze membership. So many people have got a lot of benefit out of that course, and you will also get a one-to-one call if you join as a bronze member in Holistic Happiness Club. Right now it is for free, but I can assure you from next month onwards, it is not going to be free. It is going to be chargeable. It is going to be paid. All right. So that was one announcement. And if you want to connect with me on social media, Instagram is the place. You can connect with me on Instagram with the handle Happiness Architect. You can also reach me out on my website, that is akshaytiwari.in. Alright, with that, I would say this is the end of the episode today. Till the time we are seeing each other again, stay happy, stay blessed, take care of you, take care of your family member, take care of your loved one, take care of the people around you. Stay happy, stay blessed, and always remember, happiness is a lifestyle.